Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. Today is January 18th, 2010, and we are very excited because this show is going to be fabulous, exciting, fun, and you're going to get a lot of information. So you might want to get a pen and a piece of paper. You might want to jot down a couple of websites we're going to mention during the show. I want to thank all of our loyal listeners for being a part of the Good News Show. I want to thank everybody who participated in our event at Grazzi's on Miami Beach, Florida. It was a great turnout. We had a lot of people there, a lot of fun, laughter. It was just one great event. We will be doing it again, so stay tuned for more information about that. Again, this is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami Beach, Florida. And I am on air with Sherry. Sherry, are you with us?
I'm here. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for responding to all of our emails. And again, thank you for putting us on a 5-star rating every week. We're really grateful for that. So I want to say that, you know, if you want things you never had, you will have to do things you have never done. And I think that also will go along with what we're going to talk about this morning with Scotty, because you're going to hear a lot of great tips, a lot of things that about makeup and fashion and some things that you may want to jot down. We're working very hard these days, working on getting a new show to you on prosperity and motivation. We're going to be doing health, exercise, and food. We're going to do shows on spirituality and fashion and makeup. So stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted on who's going to be on.
We have a very exciting year ahead of us, Sherry, but today's show is going to be just very unique, exciting. We have Scott Farrell. He's a well-established, well-known makeup artist, and he's going to share some of his secrets with us today. So let's see if we can bring Scotty into the show.
Good morning, ladies. How is everybody?
Everybody's great. We're really happy to have you with us.
Oh, I can't tell you. I'm so excited.
Good, good. Because we want to work with you, and we want to have you as a regular. So,
well,
tell us a
really
little bit
the big picture, because you know I was preparing some of my ideas for what I wanted to tell your listeners today. And it really is more about the person, the woman, taking care of themselves in a more positive way, rather than new products or a new thing. It's really more my many years of doing makeup. It's really all about just a more personal connection, a more deeper level that really improved my makeup with my clients across the country.
Yeah. That's a good point there, Scotty. Why don't you start by just telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, I'm a beauty consultant, and I've done makeup coast to coast and throughout Europe, and I really help coach my clients to be their own makeup artist and to take better care of themselves.
That's great because a lot of people, they, instead of depending on having someone else do it for them all the time, to be able to do it yourself and to be able to be coached to do that. And as I've looked at your website, I found it really interesting. I mean, you get really down, and you really tell it like it is, and I really appreciated that. You know, it's not about, the most expensive.
Yeah,
or,
I really want people to think about themselves in a different light, and to really take an approach that is a more open approach, where they can be playful with their makeup and really experiment to find a newer personal style.
So, when you talk about Hollywood makeup tips and beauty on a budget, can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Oh, certainly. One of the newer things that I was working with over the summer with my clients was to have them think about a movie star or a celebrity that they really admired and pick a feature that they thought they could match up with them and really focus on a couple of key items that would really bring out that feature. And so they were really excited to really start really considering themselves as a celebrity and to treat themselves with, you know, a funner energy.
Right. Speaking of that, did you happen to see the awards last night?
No, I turned in a little bit early, but this morning I saw Sandra Bullock's purple dress. It was gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah, the outfits were, I found them to be all beautiful and, you know, a lot of color, a lot of, you know, bare shoulders. So what does it take for a person to be able to look like a Hollywood star?
Well, they really need to focus on eyelining very close and tight to the lash line to really take the time, you know, to not rush through their makeup and to practice. So when they do have less time, they're going to be more familiar with their features and that, you know, it does take practice.
Right.
I really liked what you said a few moments ago, Scotty. As a person who is not in the beauty industry, it can be a little overwhelming when you think of makeup and you're looking in the mirror and it's like, what do you do? You really, it's like being in a lost land. Sometimes you just don't know what to do. And I think the coaching is very helpful and focusing on maybe one feature is a good way to start so that you can get familiar with that feature of your body or your face.
Yeah, and if you want to work with someone on a more personal level at any of the counters, you know, that's a good start where you just want to focus on one feature like your lips. You want to make them fuller. You want to learn how to line them a little bit differently. And then you're going to have an appointment with someone at a beauty counter, and it's going to be much more intimate, and you're going to learn a lot more when you have a better specific for the person to work with you.
Yeah, Scotty.
Rather than having an entire makeover, it's a better idea to just focus on one or two things that you really know you need help with, and then it's a win-win for both people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tell us, how important do you think eyebrows are?
Oh, well, eyebrows, again, they frame the face, and you really want to choose a shade in the browner tones, in a redder brown tone, and just do not line the whole brow. I really, my technique on my website, spabeautybusiness.com, features just how to tap the brow in like three key areas, in the beginning, where you want the height, and at the tip or the tail of the brow. And then you're just going to brush and connect those dots. A lot of times women have a problem when they just line their whole brow and then it's very overwhelming and it doesn't look good. So brow technique really is less is more, and you're just going to groom and connect those color swatches, and that makes a much more natural look.
And do you like to do that with a brush or a pencil?
Well, I like pencil because I think you can really be more specific where you're going to place the color. And then a pencil that has like a mascara comb on the other end where you can comb and brush through.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a lot of mascara comb tools where you see the mascara comb on a brush handle and you never know what that's for. But that's really what it's for. It's for brushing through and grooming through the brow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really never know what that's for.
Yeah. And a newer technique that I'm using is I love the drugstore Maybelline Define a Brow, and you groom your brow first and then place the color, and then the color's going to stay throughout the day much better.
Is that with a stencil?
No, you really just want to follow the brow bone. You know, you don't have to get as elaborate with as a stencil because that looks a little too fakey. But if you just go at the very beginning of your brow where you want to add a little bit more color, and then to the peak of the brow which is more or less over your pupil, and then to the tail of the brow, you want to extend just a little bit.
What is your opinion on permanent makeup for the brows?
Personally, I have touched over 10,000 clients, and I've never really seen tattooing that stays the same color or doesn't move around with age. So I really, you know, I don't recommend it. I find that if you really take the time to practice your makeup and you use products in a way that you can coordinate with your outfit, or you are you know, you can make a mistake with, but you can tailor, I think that that's a better way to go. Because
mm-hmm.
I've seen color changes from, it starts out really beautiful, you think it's really great, it's a time saver, but as the weeks and months go by, the color fades, it turns a different color, and you really don't notice it, because on you it's gradual, but for someone else they may say, wow, that brow doesn't look the right shade.
Right, exactly. So I wanted to ask you also, so like, why do you... And the question, why do you wear makeup? Why should a woman wear makeup?
Well, women, women have a lot of silent communication, and your features become a way to communicate. So wearing makeup really punches up those features so you can communicate without words, and you can really have a more pronounced look and interact in a more subtle way. So doing your makeup in a natural way that follows your features really gets your point across a lot better than just having a naked face.
Mm-hmm. I like that answer.
Because it's very true, because, you know, mm-hmm. the nonverbal cues that women have with each other and with men and with just society as a whole are very important. And that's why I tell my clients that wearing makeup, even to the grocery store, gets your point across.
Mhm. I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, I'm in the hair business, and when I'm sitting with a client to decide what creative, you know, picture, what am I going to do, and I look to see if she has makeup on, if she comes with totally no makeup on.
Yeah, it's hard to know what style they're going towards, what occasion. We never wear the same clothes every day. So let's think about our makeup in a fresher perspective, and then we can really tailor it to, you know, something that's fun, you know.
Yeah. I have some clients, I give them homework. I tell them that they have to do makeup for 90 days.
Yeah, that's a great word, homework, because you need practice.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I tell them, you know, it will change the way they feel about themselves. And because we do talk a lot about, you know, I mean, it's inner beauty that comes out, you know, and it's being able to come from a place of love and from the heart.
Yeah,
and when you do that in makeup and you're expressing yourself, it's a good way to express yourself.
Yeah, it really encourages a deeper confidence. And another tip I have on my website is to really think about different perspectives. And if you're trading stocks on the internet, or you're looking up research, wear a really Marilyn Monroe red lipstick. Really try and see yourself in different lights. And that's really going to round out and make a much more healthy beauty habit for this new year.
Right. Do you have your favorite, your favorite makeup that you would suggest? I mean, like everyone has their best product. Some have better lipstick. They don't have great shadows.
I'm so madly in love with the Maybelline lip liners and the Revlon eye pencils. I can't even tell you. After I put those recommendations on my website, I'm having a hard time finding them at the drugstore. But they're really punching up the volume with higher quality ingredients. Revlon has the new spa concealer with vitamin C, which is so incredible, and it comes with a pen that clicks, and you can brush through because the brush is attached. I'm just so excited about the newer updates at both Revlon and Maybelline.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, with Maybelline, I mean, their mascara, every makeup artist knows, you know, you could spend $17 on a mascara, but what the makeup artist really likes is the Maybelline.
Is that pink and green?
That's pink.
That's
pink
the
and
one.
Green, exactly, yeah.
I'm telling you, because that's the one that has the color that
mm-hmm.
shows up. All of these other mascaras, you put them on and on and on, and you're never seeing the lash, where the Maybelline Great Lash really takes off, and you don't need so many coats, and they have a lot of different styles. My favorite is the curved brush, you know, and even their newer one that vibrates is really fun, too, because it really takes the action of a makeup artist who is combing through really quickly your lashes. So the new one from Maybelline that vibrates is really fun.
Hmm.
Wow.
That sounds exciting. I haven't heard of that one. So.
Yeah.
And
that one's mentioned on my website, spabeautybusiness.com, and it's just an incredible, fun little thing. And, again, you're not going to the department store spending $25 on a vibrating mascara. You can go to CVS or Walgreens and pick one up. It's called Pulse Perfection.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, I think our listeners are going to enjoy hearing that. Also, you say that for bronzers that you would go for the Sally Hansen.
Yeah, they have their... They're hard to find, but they're really fabulous. Also, Physicians Formula has a lot of neat bronzing products, which are really inexpensive, but really the texture to layer is very pretty.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. And for your lipsticks, do you like L'Oreal or are you Revlon?
I love the Revlon lipsticks because they're fragrance-free, and a lot of times people really have trouble with that, and they really stay on.
And they have enough pigment.
Yes, exactly. And they're true to shade. So when you're, you know, picking out your own lipstick at the store, you really want to make sure it ends up being the same shade as you see in the tube. And with the Revlon, it's much easier to pick your lipsticks that way.
Right. I know I used to be a big fan of Orange Flip, and...
Oh.
Totally had forgotten about it, and I saw somebody the other day, and she was wearing it.
They just brought that color back, you know? It's
uh-huh.
really exciting. They just brought back Orange Flip. I can't believe you mentioned that, because I love the oranges. They're really spicy, you know, they're really, you know, for daytime, they just make you sparkle.
Right, and the reds, what would you suggest? It's not a blue-red, but it's a more of a...
Well, we have a pinky reds are really pretty, some brownie reds, you know, they're really fun. And, of course, yeah, the warmer orange reds for daytime are really special, too.
Sounds good. I wanted to ask you, what do you feel about lashes? Should people be wearing them? Learn on their own?
Well, applying your own lashes is tough. You know, you really should work with a makeup artist that you trust and help you pick out the lashes. Now, the ones that look most unnatural in the case, where there's different lengths, there's the high one, the low one, the high one, the low one, and they look really false, actually those on look more natural than the ones that are all the same length. So I need to add a page about lashes, because people always bring me these lashes that they've gotten, and they think they're going to be real natural. But when the lash in the that you buy at the store is all the same length, when you put those on, they don't look very natural at all.
Is that a strip lash?
Strip lash. And I like the strip lash. The individuals, you have to have a special glue, and that always doesn't work out because you're in the middle of your cocktail date, you may have lashes falling on your cheeks. But lashes are a lot easier to handle.
Now, do you think that, you know, I mean, if this person's going to a special event, lashes, or would you suggest lashes as a daily go-to work in lashes?
Well, I think if you're used to that much length, you can. But you can treat lashes as a special event kind of item.
Mm-hmm. I know in the beginning of my career, I used to wear lashes all the time. I mean, I never went out of the house without lashes. There was a period in time, I don't know if you remember this, I'm a little older than you, where we wore lashes on the top and lashes on the bottom.
That's correct. That's correct. The lashes on the bottom are, you know, people, you know, a lot of makeup artists, I've been reading the trends, they don't even recommend mascara. And I'm like, that's so unbalanced. My makeup mm-hmm. approach is really to follow your own features and bring out the features that you have, not to completely ignore them. So all of this super nude lip is really not very youthful, because youthfulness comes from color. And the more color that you're playing with and you're experimenting with, the more youthful you're going to be. So a lot of times, women that are in their 50s and 60s shy away from color when they really need to be more playful with it, so they don't look so pale, that they actually have some vibrancy to their look.
Right, I agree with that. When you're talking about the eyes and the shadows, what is your suggestion with, do you suggest one color shadow or a couple colors, or how do you find that it's best for your clients to apply their own shadows?
Well, I always think that a matte, like banana or a matte shell shadow from lash to brow is always the best canvas. Mm-hmm. And then if you just wanted to add a medium tone shade to the lower lid and fresh mascara, that's a great look. I think that is always the easiest. And no matter what makeup look I actually go for, I always do more of a matte base coat of like a shell or like a medium cream tone, a light cream tone from lash to brow.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're getting highlight under the brow and you're having a really clean canvas.
Right. Now, how important would you say to our listeners that brushes are for your
I think brushes are so inexpensive and accessible these days. It's hard to find the Revlon professional brushes, but they are top of the line. And there's really no excuse not to get yourself, you know, a handful of brushes and really start practicing, and your makeup really just looks that much more natural.
Scotty, do you ever go to the beauty shows and the...
I used to travel the whole country, and actually I went to Europe several times. I was on stage giving beauty presentations and makeovers and teaching you know, young entrepreneurs and how to set up their beauty practice, their beauty businesses, and really style clients for a new look.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you doing now, and how are you, if you could tell our listeners how to get in touch with you, and are you doing any classes or
The best of my makeup tips are on my website, spabeautybusiness.com, and you can get in touch with me with the same email, spabeautybusiness@live.com, and I give some personal makeup tips that way if you want to have a more intimate question. But I have all of the best tips and recipes on my website. I do some personal appearances throughout Miami, I'm just real excited to stay on top of trends and to work with people through the internet.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a fabulous website, which is spabeautybusiness.com, and there's also an area where our listeners can enter their email address and receive the Prime Event Zine. What is that, Scotty?
Well, that's a new addition. I just because I programmed the site all myself, so I'm learning, and so now I've learned mm-hmm. that I can have a newsletter. So I'm going to start up a monthly newsletter, which is the like you said, the Prime Event Zine, e-zine, and that's just going to be some top trends of makeup, some new textures that people can find, some job trainer tips where if you are a beauty professional and you're wanting to up your game because everything is becoming so competitive, I'm really adding in some tips for beauty business owners as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. That sounds like a great newsletter for somebody to receive. I know I'll be on that list. I'd love to get more information from you.
Oh, thank you.
So how would you tell people to find their personal style?
Well, like I said, the new thing that was working this past season was for my clients to, you know, choose a celebrity that they admire and to really think of themselves in an updated perspective, to be more in tune with something that they want to take to the edge. And so for people that want to update their look, I think that they should, you know, it starts with an attitude of being more open-minded.
Absolutely. And a change of attitude.
Yeah, because we are, as far as I know, only here once, and so let's have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Well, I had decided this morning that I wanted to be Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to stay the same. You know, her lashes, I mean, for the red carpet yesterday, from the pictures I've seen, she really focused on her lashes more than I've noticed before. And she really just came off as a new woman.
Yeah, and I loved her hair.
Yeah.
It was
gorgeous.
Yeah. That was interesting. So,
there's something I want to bring up. I know a few years ago I was involved in the making of an infomercial, and
mm-hmm.
it was for products for men. And there were actually little the canisters were made to fit in a briefcase that were it was different from a woman's canister for like foundation for the man, and there was a product for bald men, so they didn't have the shininess, it toned it down, and there's also a little coloring men can do for their face. What is your feeling on that, Scotty? And how, I know makeup is usually for known as being for women, but there are some great things men can do too. So,
there's a lot of newer daytime lotions that have a matte finish, so guys don't look shiny because they have light. The newest thing is lightweight bamboos and lightweight nylon in the product that absorbs oil throughout the day. And I think just a powder puff with nothing on it can take down the shine for a guy. They can be discreet about it. They don't have to be so embarrassed. But it doesn't have to exactly just be powder. They can have just some of the beauty accessories that really work. And so a bronzer is always a key item for men that really can make them look very handsome.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just thinking of another avenue for you is setting up where a few women can get together for a shopping spree day with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be nice? And then you could set it up with maybe a certain cost or something, and take them to the counters and to Revlon and to all these, you know, and then help them pick out what they need for themselves in this, you know, inexpensive way of buying product. And, you know, just for it would be an outing for like five or six women, something like, I just thought of that.
Yeah, I want to really start doing some coffee talk events where, you know, we really take a, you know, not such an intense approach that we really get to know each other. And I do make some very simple recommendations. And again, my website, I just added an iStore where my my inexpensive beauty tips and products are available, so I can, you know, have a collection that I like and do some intimate parties where we get to know each other and several women get together, and then I can really do their makeover, and they can just buy off the my website, and the product just goes right to them. Because a lot of these products, even though they're at the drugstore, they're becoming harder and harder to find.
Right.
They are, and it's difficult to go through all of the makeup and read the packages, and the lighting in the store is hard. It's really... There's so much out there.
My goodness, when I started, it was much easier, but now everyone thinks that they can make makeup and put a product out there. And you just, the client, the customer, I really feel badly that, you know, it's so much more difficult for them to decide amongst thousands now, or maybe even more, of which product is going to do what they're really wanting.
You know, sometimes you go to get a product, a lipstick, and it's in a case where you can't open it, and then by the time you get it home, it's totally not the color you wanted at all.
Exactly.
And then you're stuck with it.
Right.
That's
right.
Happened to me a lot, where I wind up getting stuck with something or having to just throw it away. It's like throwing dollars out.
Exactly. And we, so again, like Sherry was saying, and you were saying, Patty, is that personal connection with someone to really work with them becomes such more important, and it's more rewarding. Because that's how you're going to get to where you want to be.
Right. And it also gives the person confidence. I know when I'm told, well, if a certain shade of lipstick looks good on me, it's like I never leave home without that lipstick, and I wear it forever and ever. And then now I know there you should have more than one color, because you can play and have variety and change your look. So it's just the confidence of knowing it looks good and that it was selected by a professional there's so much value in that. I can't even put words.
Yeah.
Right words into that.
And it does start with conversation. And so many women, they're devastated if their lipstick is discontinued, and if they don't have any other options, it's quite traumatic. So that's, again, always have a couple of different looks and perspectives, so you do have an open attitude that the world's not going to come crashing down around you if your favorite lipstick shade is no longer available.
Mm-hmm. Which and my favorite lipstick is was Marrakesh by MAC. They discontinued it, and I've never been able to find one to match it. And then there is a lipstick company out there that will make a lipstick for you. Like they send you two lipsticks, and you send them the color that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get any more, and they'll make it for you. But
yeah,
it's very
that's expensive. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. What I wanted to ask you is, how often do you think a person should change their look?
Well, I don't know if they should change, like, every so often, but really think about seasons. I'd rather them think about different occasions, and that is really where I find it's more helpful to think about changing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that taking off the makeup is something that, you know, should they use soap and water or some kind of a makeup remover? Or what is your view on that?
Well, the cleansing process in the evening is so important. And all these cleansers that say they remove makeup and everything in one step really don't. And so if you just do that quick on the cotton pad eye makeup remover all over your face to get that quick meltdown and splash off and then go into your cleanser, I find that my clients have less acne problems, they have less bumps and discoloration, and they're getting a much more thorough cleansing. So you're right about bringing up cleansing is such an important part of our beauty habits. And if we do that makeup meltdown before we go into our cleanser, it's much better.
Right. Well, that's a lot of great information, and we definitely want to thank you. And hopefully we can get you to come back with us periodically.
I look forward to it so much.
And so just tell our listeners one more time about how to get in touch with you.
You can get in touch with me anytime at spabeautybusiness.com, and the email is spabeautybusiness@live.com.
Okay, great. So we just have a couple more minutes. Scotty, is there like one last thing you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I really just want people to think about their beauty habits and how, you know, choosing the right products that work with their lifestyle really is going to help them out in their routine a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. Great. So it's about just being open to it, being aware of the fact that it is at your fingertips. So, Scotty, we have enjoyed the show with you. We're so happy to have you with us this morning. We want to thank you, and we do hope to have you again on our show in the future.
Oh, I can't thank you all enough. I've had a great time.
Please keep in touch. Let's keep in touch with each other.
I will. I will.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day
thank
now.
You.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you have it, listeners. You have been listening to Scott Farrell. He has given you a lot of information during the show, and I encourage you to go to the website and make good use of it, because it's a value that is, you know, it's like a diamond
in the rough.
In the rough. That's how it goes, Sherry. So this is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami Beach, Florida. If you do have a question for Scotty and you were not able to write down the information he gave, you can always send an email to the Good News Show at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GOODNEWSSHOW@yahoo.com. You can also go to our website, become a member. You can download the recording to your iPod, take us on the go, and take us to the drugstore when you're picking out your makeup. And you can do that at www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us.
So I do want to leave you with letting you know that, you know, now we're here in 2010, and there's a lot of things to look forward to. You know, a lot of people start out with a lot of resolutions and new goals, and we're going to talk a little bit about how to get those goals and how to be able to make those goals happen for you in the year 2010. And, you know, we cannot rise higher than our thoughts of ourselves. And what you do believe about yourself is what does come true. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and really rising to step up to yourself, put yourself out there, make a change, reinvent yourself. Take some of the tips you heard from Scotty and go out and let us know how it works for you. All right? So remember, if you want things you never had, you will have to do things that you have never done. Love that. So we're going to be ending with that, and we will see you and talk with you next week. Thank you.
Have a great week, listeners. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.